Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lou Finney. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Sahaki. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Earnshaw. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rabbit Warsler. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting third. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ivy Andrews. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ivy Andrews. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Cochran moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a fly ball into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. McManus reaches second base with a double. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McManus scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp catches it and throws to first to double up Finney. Two outs. Ed Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds strikes out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Higgins. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a fly ball into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hodapp moves to second. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 1 in the game. Warsler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Andrews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Andrews. Bishop moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Fox reaches second base with a double. Bishop scores. Cochran moves to third. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Andrews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field. Finney picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Finney. Johnson moves all the way to home. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alexander hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Finney. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alexander moves to third. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 1 in the game. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sahaki scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a line drive towards first. Alexander reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Seeds. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Ed Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki is 0 for 1 in the game. Sahaki hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Higgins moves to third. Two outs. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Earnshaw hits a pop-up towards short. Warsler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 1 in the game. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Cochran hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Higgins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 5-3, Athletics. Ed Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki is 0 for 2 in the game. Sahaki takes first base on ball 4. Higgins moves to second. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Earnshaw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 2 in the game. Warsler takes first base on ball 4. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a fly ball towards right. Johnson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Johnson. Warsler moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Warsler moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sahaki fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Warsler scores. Johnson moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-4, Athletics. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-2 in the game. Jolly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Andrews fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Seeds. Fox reaches second base with a double. Cochran goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus juggles the ball. That's an error on McManus. Fox scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 7-4, Athletics. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, Athletics. Hank Johnson now pitching. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Finney moves to second. Ed Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sahaki hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Sahaki reaches second base with a double. Johnson throws the ball into McManus, who tags Sahaki trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Finney scores. Higgins goes all the way around to score. It's 10-4, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-2 in the game. Seeds hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-2 in the game. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tom Winsett pinch hits for Hank Johnson. Tom Winsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winsett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Tom Winsett now playing left field. Judd McLaughlin now pitching. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0 for 3 in the game. Earnshaw hits a line drive towards first. Alexander reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a line drive towards short. Warsler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Warsler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sahaki fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3 for 3 in the game, with two doubles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 5 RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Seeds. Fox reaches second base with a double. Cochran moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Finney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sahaki scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Stumpf pinch hits for Judd McLaughlin. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Stumpf reaches second base with a double. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 3 in the game. Seeds hits a pop-up towards short. Sahaki settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hodapp takes first base on ball 4. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-3 in the game. Shea hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Finney. Shea reaches second base with a double. Stumpf scores. Hodapp goes all the way around to score. It's 10-6, Athletics. Tom Winsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winsett is 0-for-1 in the game. Winsett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Red Sox 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Miala now pitching. Ed Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Sahaki hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller pinch hits for George Earnshaw. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bishop moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Bishop moves to third. Kramer moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 doubles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 5 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander fields the ball and throws to Miala covering. Safe. Bishop scores. Kramer scores. Cochran moves to second. It's 12-6, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Cochran scores. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 14-6, Athletics. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Finney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Finney reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. It's 15-6, Athletics. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Finney scores. It's 16-6, Athletics. Ed Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Sahaki hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 16, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sugar Cane now pitching. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Warsler takes first base on ball 4. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. a 2-run home run. It's 16-8, Athletics. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Whatwood pinch hits for Mike Miala. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alexander moves to second. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-4 in the game. Seeds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer, who is chasing the ball. Seeds reaches third base with a triple. Alexander scores. It's 16-9, Athletics. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Seeds scores. It's 16-10, Athletics. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Shea takes first base on ball 4. Tom Winsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winsett is 0-for-2 in the game. Winsett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Kane covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 16, and Boston Red Sox, 10. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.